T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
12 out of 100 couples in the United States have trouble becoming pregnant. There are many reasons why women cannot become pregnant or carry a child to term. And on the phone with me for this segment, I have Dr. Jane Frederick, an internationally noted fertility reproductive endocrinologist. And we're going to be talking about how more couples are using surrogates to have a child. So thank you very much for joining me today, Dr. Frederick. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you, Stephen, for having me today.
Okay, first of all, give us a little bit of your background with surrogacy.
So I am a board-certified reproductive endocrinology and infertility specialist. And my background is training in obstetrics and gynecology initially at the USC School of Medicine. And then I did 4 years of specialty training and subsequently specialty training in reproductive endocrinology and infertility. And my specialty centers around helping women trying to have a baby that have been unsuccessful and working with their partner to make sure we get a successful pregnancy.
Great. Now, that's what we're going to be talking about, surrogacy. Why would a couple elect to use a surrogate?
Well, there are many women out there who have troubles conceiving, mainly because of issues related to their uterus. So some of my patients were born without a uterus. Genetically, that's a condition that can happen. But they have ovaries, they just never developed a uterus. So for those patients, the only way to have a baby is to utilize the in vitro fertilization with their own eggs and their partner's sperm and another woman's uterus. I also have many patients who have undergone treatment for cancer where their uterus had to be removed. But again, they still have ovaries that can help produce a successful conception with a surrogate. And then there are other couples where the first pregnancy for that patient had medical complications related to high blood pressure or diabetes or issues around the placenta that precludes her from getting pregnant again with her own uterus. So for that patient, a surrogate would be a great choice as she could still continue to have her family. So for many reasons, patients come to me asking me to help them match with a surrogate for a successful pregnancy.
If someone wants to be a surrogate, what are some of the characteristics in a female that would make her a good surrogate?
First of all, a surrogate is someone that has the desire to help others. So it's very important to have that altruistic part of your personality. She would generally be someone under age 40 who's had successful pregnancies of her own with her own children. So that means that she conceived easily and the pregnancies went full term without any obstetrical problems. Usually my surrogate patients are in good health with a good weight related to their height, so they're not obese patients. They don't have any medical problems themselves pertaining to high blood pressure or diabetes, for example. And they are really coming forward saying, how can I help? I've had great love for pregnancies and my children came very easily. How can I help your patients who are in need?
Okay, do surrogates need to go through screenings and what type of screenings are there?
Yes, all surrogates need to undergo screenings. Initially, we do a complete history and physical on them. We look at their past obstetrical deliveries and what occurred during the delivery of their babies. We screen them and their partners for infectious diseases such as HIV or hepatitis. They have to have a normal pap smear, a normal blood pressure, and then they undergo psychological screening with a certified counselor who can talk about what it's like to undergo a pregnancy for 9 months and feel comfortable giving up this baby to the intended parents. So it's very important that they meet with a psychologist, both her and her partner, and that this couple is in agreement that this would be a good idea for their lives to be able to help another couple and feel comfortable handing over this baby at the delivery. There's also a lot of legal consents, and I do recommend that all surrogates have their own legal counsel that explains the process legally, how they will be giving up this baby to the intended parents, and make sure that they're comfortable from that aspect as well.
Who foots the bill for the cost for all these screenings? I imagine it's rolled into the cost for the couples, is that correct?
Yes, the intended parents understand that undergoing a surrogacy is obviously requires a lot of medical, psychological, and legal counseling, and that does become part of their payment in order to do this. But the most important part of matching to a surrogate is that the couple meets the surrogate and feels comfortable that this woman is going to be able to go with them on this journey to getting pregnant, delivering this baby, and allowing them to have their family. So that first meeting is very important in terms of whether it's going to be a success.
If a couple is interested in getting a surrogate, how do they go about finding one?
Well, my website at havingbabies.com is a very good place to start. I can direct the intended surrogate to the various agencies that I work with in the area that can allow them to get started with the screening process. And then eventually, if they pass the screening process, they can be placed on a match list. And there are many reputable agencies that can help us with that. And we use women from all over the country, not necessarily just in the Orange County area, but I have surrogates from many states in the country that come forward to match and allow the process to happen at my IVF center. And then they go back home, and of course the delivery and the subsequent pregnancy is monitored with their routine OB doctors back home.
Okay, now you mentioned an agency. Why should a couple use an agency to find a surrogate, and what does an agency actually do?
The agency, in my perspective, after having done this for 30 years, I find that they're very helpful because not every intended surrogate is a good candidate. So the agency does the initial screening for me in terms of their background check, their home life, things that would preclude them from even getting into the first base step, which is the medical screening. So I really do find that the agencies help to do this initial screening. It allows more intended parents to match to someone who's really serious about being a surrogate.
Can the surrogate be a family member? Is that a good idea or not?
Many of my couples actually have surrogates that are sisters or parts of the family, nieces, cousins that do come forward to offer an opportunity to help. It has good and bad effects. The good effect is that it's somebody you know, you feel comfortable with her. Obviously, the cost would be less because she wouldn't take a payment for the pregnancy. But I always recommend that couples really consider it carefully because this is someone that will be in their life after the birth of the baby. And so there can be long-term consequences because of that if there are any feelings that uneasiness from the surrogate. In general, a surrogate that's from an agency that's not a family member, if she's more comfortable being the surrogate during the 9 months, and then it's up to the intended parent if they want to stay in touch with her. When it's your sister, I think it's a little bit more difficult to make that separation. And we just want to make sure that the family dynamics doesn't get affected by the fact that the sister or the cousin or the niece or somebody was part of this process. So careful counseling with the a known relative and the intended parents is something that I highly recommend if it's somebody they know.
What is the timeline to conception like when using a surrogate?
It usually takes around 3 to 6 months to find somebody, match with them, undergo the screening process, allow the legal process to take effect, and then allow the in vitro process to occur where I harvest the egg, I create an embryo, and I transfer that embryo into the prepared uterus of the surrogate.
Now, where can people go to find more information if they are interested in surrogacy?
Yes, they can go to my website, havingbabies.com, under the Dr. Frederick tab. I have an ebook available there called Trying to Conceive. They can download my ebook, and in there it talks about surrogacy and third-party reproduction and how that's helpful for many couples. And the patients can reach me through there, and the surrogates, I can also get them connected to the proper channels as well.
Okay, very good. Now, if there's one point you could make as we start to wrap things up about surrogacy and people that are interested in surrogacy, what would that be?
I would want to tell the intended parents that are considering this to reassure them that there are so many happy couples out there who have decided to go this route, and to not give up when you don't have a uterus or you've lost a uterus from cancer or hysterectomy or other, or had medical problems that preclude you from having another baby. So the goal is to spread the word that this option of surrogacy is very viable and it's very successful, especially in the state of California, where the laws are very protective for the intended parents who are undergoing a surrogate cycle. So the goal is to spread the word that we can help, and through the in vitro method and my success with this program, I feel a lot of intended parents should know that it is a possibility.
Okay, great. Dr. Jane Frederick, an internationally noted fertility reproductive endocrinologist, and we've been talking about how more and more couples are using surrogates to have a child. So thank you once again for joining me today, Dr. Frederick. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen, for having me today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.